כן, דף קוף למד חס עמד בייץ. ואומר רב שישס ברי דרבידי, היי סיאנה שורי. A סיאנה is permitted to wear. What is permitted to wear a סיאנה? And what is the סיאנה? קויבה של לבד, a felt hat. But it doesn't really mean the מדובר. It's not about the material that the hat is made out of, it is the tzur of the hat. This siyane was, the purpose of this siyane was to shade, it was a brim that was made to shade from the sun, from the rain. That was the siyane. V'omar Rav Sheshes Berei Ravidi, Hai siyane shori. The Kovnesanel says, Goran Tosan Tepshat. That it was a large piece of material with a hole in the middle. It wasn't a hat. In fact, you stuck it on your head and you were wearing the hat also. And the whole purpose of this siyana was a sombrero that was, the mechuvin was to shade from the sun. So Rav Sheshe says, Hai siyana shor. One is permitted to wear. Frag the Gemore vo itmar siyana osa. We learned a beraisa that siyana is osa. Also, Rashi says, also lotzeis boi b'shabes, ulekame meforish vozel, why it is also. So the Gemara says, loy kashe, ho de is beitefach, ho de les beitefach. So Rashi says, what is the difference? Ho de is beitefach, shehu mispashit, lo holon miroi shei tefach, if it juts out of his head. Ei roichiv tefach, oser mishem oyalo. So then you have an oyal tefach, and it is oser. Ha de les bei tefach. If it has less than a tefach, so there's no iser of asiyas oyal. So the Gemara says, so you're telling me that when a person puts on a beged, a hat with a brim, and there's a shaila of asiyas oyal, Elo mi'art mi'ato sharviv biglimo tefach ochenami da osa. Let us see Rashi. Elo mi'ato sharviv biglime tefach hiniach talisoy al roisha kiderech shehu misatev. He put his talis on top of his head, the way the seder of Itov is. V'irchika lo holon me roisha tefach. And he was marchikit meiroishay tefach. So it'll also be also, you're telling me that there's a issa of asiyas oil by a malbish. So if it's able to come out, so lav davke, there's an issa to wear a siyane, there's also an issa, if the talis that is over his head will jut out a tefach, it'll also be also as asiyas tefach. Elo loy kashe. Ha de mahadeh, ha de loy mahad. Elo, so Rashi learns the Gemara is chayza. Taime lav mishem oyel. It is not osar als oyel. Elo mishum shelo yagbienu ha ruach meroshe. He's not permitted to wear this because the wind might blow it off his head. Va'osi lasuye alba amitz, and he might come to carry it alad amitz b'shusarab. Therefore, Rashi said before that the iser is also lotzeis boy b'shabes. So lekami mafarish v'ozel, because if the tam would be al sasiyas oil, lecheretz also afilu bebayis. No, it's also lotzeis boy, because the iser is lemaise. One is not allowed to go out with it. Because it might fall off his head. Va'osi lasuye arba amitz. Hilkach mahadik beroi shoy shaper shori. So if it is mahudik, if it's good. Or Rashi and Erevin says pshat, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that if it has like a string around the hat, around his neck, that's making sure that it won't fly off. Shori. Loi mahadik osa. But if it is not a good fit, it doesn't fit good on his head, it's up the spitz from the cup, so it's also. Now it is very interesting, so it comes out according to the Maskonis HaGemara of Rashi, we're speaking about a hat that doesn't fit well. a hat that is that it doesn't fit well. This is also. So why did they speak of a siyana? The siyana seems this is a type of a hat that's oimed to be used for shade. The other meaning of the Gemara was it's also because he's making an oil. So why are you speaking about such a hat? So there's a Amoridike Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, and that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That means that the Beis Yosef says as follows. The whole Isser is when he's wearing another hat. And this he's only wearing L'shem shade. So Memela, this is going to fall off. He's wearing a kapel, or the way we mentioned with the Kolben Nesano. It's almost like it is a brim with a hole in the middle, and he sticks it over his head, and he's wearing another hat. So Memela, so then when this will fall off, he might go and run and pick it up, and carry it, Baladamas B'shusarab. But if this would be his hat also, Zukta Beis Yosef, what shot he'll run Baladamas B'shusarab? He'll run without a kapel? He'll zikha put on the hat? So therefore we are speaking about that he has another hat already. So running without a kapel, there's no problem. He has already a kapel. This siyana is a sun visor, a different type of a hat that is being used, not l'chasos roishoy. In such a case, it is possible that he might run daladamis b'shusharab to carry it without realizing that he's carrying daladamis. But if this would be the kisui of his roish also, then it would be, then it's mutter. Because we don't have to be chayish who run without covering his head. This is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Taisvis, hoda mahadik, perish rabbeinu chananu, she'enoi nichfas. Mahadik means that it is not flexible. It does not bend. It is a stiff sun visor. The oz nire ke'en oihel. Then it is like an oil, loy mahadik, shuhun, the loy mahadik, but the loy mahadik, if it's not mahadik, shuhun nichfaf, hozei nirikain oil. If it's stiff, so then it's like an oil, then it's also. If it is not stiff, so then it's not like an oil, then it's mut. According to the Rabbeinu Chananu, so the iser is to wear this hat, the iser is al sasiyas oil. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Chananu, number one, we see here a yesod that the iser of asiyas oil is a filo without mechitzas. There's no mechitzah over here. There's just an oil alone. But af al pikein, it is also. We had learned before Taisus brought down that the whole iser of asiyas oil is davkif. There's a mechitzah. And it's derech binyan, milamata lamayla. So the Magen Avraham says that it matters. If it is made lehogein, so you don't need any mechitzas. And that's the raya from this siyana. Siyana was made lehogein. So then it is also, afilu, there's no mechitza whatsoever. If it is not made lehogein, that was the whole sugya we had on Kuf Lamed Ches Amed Aleph. That there are tziyurim where it's not made lahogin, so there, in order to have a teiras oil, there's tznoyim of mechitzis, according to Taisvis, according to the Rashbi, you need the avir tachtav, then you need tznoyim in order to give it a teiras oil. Now, the Mishneh Brura brings down from the Achronim a shaila, the minig ha'olam is that people wear hats, And Lamaisa the Mechaber Paskin Sailei to Rabbeinu Chananu and say according to Rashi. So how is one permitted to wear a hat? So there are a few eitzes. One eitze is that our hats are not kosher, it's not mehudik, it has to be there. That's the mile of those who wear a bent down brim. Al Kaponim we see that it's not a stiff brim. So Mamela it's not similar to a noyel. That's one heter. Or he's not mechaven that it should be letzel. Hak mechaven lechase ischoishi. The reason we wear hats with a brim, keinecholam nish that he's doing it l'shem tzel. Okay, we mentioned before from the Magen Avraham, an oil without mechitzas is only also if he's mechaven lahogim. If a person will put on a sun visor, einach enami, that'll be also. Because he's making an oil. But here, if he's only mechavel lechasis roishin sot, abrim moichet mechitaisi. Or there's another tzad that we're saying mechanshitas Rashi, that there's no iser oil, there's no iser oil. Kiven shu derech levisha. That's how the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Now, the Neidib Yude in Madura Tinyana Simen Lamed brought down, and the sugya we had learned, there are three Mar Mekaymes which we have a Choches if one is permitted to open up an umbrella in Shabbos. So he brings from a Chochem that was matted to open up an umbrella, and the Raya was from Siyane. Siyane, so he said like this, that Rashi is choylik on the Rabbeinu Hanano. Rashi holds there's no Isser of Asiyas Oyo. So why isn't there an Isser of Asiyas Oyo? So this Chochem said a very interesting svarit. He says the Geder of oil is you have to be Kaiveya Amokim where the oil should be mild. It's mild on Amokim. Here the hat goes wherever he goes with him. It's not a kavua dika oil. Very interesting to svare. And he brings a guy in Neuholis. It also says, Oifa Pireyach, Vasvini Shishot al Pnei Amayim, is not mild and is not choitzit, so he stelt zu tumme and thus. So this is it. That was the svar of Rashi. Since it's not kavua mokaim, and it's movable, it's moving along with him, so Mamela, therefore, that was the svar of Rashi, there's no iser of asiyas oil. Yeah, Aida Benach Ananos of Nitzazoi, okay, that's a problem. But a kaponim, we brought one raya from Rashi. The Neidib Yehuda says that is not pshat in Rashi. Pshat in Rashi is because he's not mechavan taka l'shem oil, is mechavan l'shem levisha, as we have mentioned before. That was one mahalach. Now there's a second tzad lahatir, a umbrella from the Gemara we had learned yesterday. Talis kfule. A talis kfule hayakocha lechuta meshiche muta lenatoisa lechatchila. We had learned that a talis kfule, and the pashtis way Rashi learns pshat, it is speaking about that one is spreading out a talis over a kinoifis. So one is making a real canopy over a bed, and he's spreading it out in Shabbos. And if it has a chutay meshiche, that it's osi lekach, so memela one is permitted to spread it out in Shabbos. So memela he is medame, an umbrella to a talis kfula sheyesh by chutay meshiche. That is according to Shitas Rashi. The Neidib Yehuda says the Rif's Shita on this Gemara of Talis Kfule, which we will not go into, but the Rif's Shita seems to be that it is speaking about that is less than an Oyel Tefach, and that is the only case when it is Mut. If it be an Oyel Tefach, the Neidib Yehuda's Medayik from the Rif then will be awesome in our Torah, because this is an Oyel with Mechitzes. So Memele, he says, to open up an umbrella in Shabbos is a chshash of an Isser Skile, according to the Shitas Harif, there's a zicher an oil tefach, and it there's mechitzes, and Memele, that's why it could be awesome in a Torah. The third mekayer that an umbrella should be mutter is, I think the Chassam Sofer has to bring the raya. This is from, we had Kisei Traskel. Kisei Traskel was a folding chair, that since the oil is mechuba to the chair and you just fold it in and out, there's no shaila of oil. So then the Neidib Yehuda wants to say pshat and Rashi never spoke about the Isser oil, Rashi only spoke about the Isser boine, but maybe by oil there will be a shaila. Al Koponim, these are the Mara Mekoymis, and these three aloches, Talis Kfule, Kisei Traskel, and Siyane, these are the Mare Mekoymes for the Oisrim and the Matirim of an umbrella. Zakhti Gemara Baita. Shalach Leiromi Bayecheskel Laravunim. Ami Bacheskel sent to Ravuna Eimelon Izzy, Izzy as a Loshen Reya, Oyheit, Hanich Mili Maalyese the Amritlon Mishmeiderat. Tell us over the Gute Sachen that you had said over Mishmeiderat, Parti Bishabbis, Vechoda Betoire. Let us see Rashi. Parti b'Shabbes v'chada b'Teire, sh'yisa rogel loymer shnei dvarim mishmoy behilche Shabbes, v'achas b'Teire kidele kamon. So tell us over these three things. It's a very encouraging gemara for someone who doesn't have a good zikaron. It seems he was rogel kiseida to say it over, and Amritlon, he should tell us over. The Amritlon Mishmeid, you told us over. Eimalon, Izi, Hanach, Mili, Maal, you said the Amritlon, you told us over. And was, Yisaragaloima. He used to say it a lot of times, and it seemed it slipped his mind of Rami by Yecheskel. What were these three things? Hanach, Mili, Maal, you said the Amritlon Mishmeid, the Rav. Tarti, Bishabbis, Vechode, Betoire. Shalachle. So he sent him as follows. One halacha in Hilche Shabbos. Hodesanye gut bekisne mutal natoisa b'Shabbos. That what the Baraisa says, gut bekisne, we'll see soon in Rashi what this means, mutal natoisa b'Shabbos. So Rav said pshat in this Baraisa, Oma Rav loishonu ala bebeis b'nei Odom. Aval ba'odom echad osa. That's what Rav said. In Amar Rabbi, in Atayim Emre Rabbi, Vekil Afilu B'yud B'nei Odom Osor, I Efshar D'loi Mimtache Pulte. Now let us try to figure out what this halach is and what Pshatan halach is. Good Bekisne. Now before we learn this Rashi, let us learn the Rashi and Amad Aleph and then try to figure out the difference between the good in Amud Aleph and the good in Amud Beis. Let us see Rashi. Ha good, in Amud Aleph, we had learned the third line of the Amud that Abaye had said over the Shmuais, Baraisais of an oil that is Osa Potter Avalosa. And one of them is Ha good. Now what is this Ha good? So Rashi says, Hu oir shel behema tofu. This is a skin of a behemoth that's sewn together. Upiv rochav miyot, and it has a very wide opening. V'yesh loy shansim, and it has laces. V'oivrei drochim memalin oisa yain oicholov b'mokim shetaykim sham o leyem lolon. They fill it up with yain oicholov v'shaytchen oisa, and they spread it out. Upiv masuach Al Gabi Yesedis, and the pair of this very wide oyer is spread out Al Gabi Yesedis, Varuach Iveres Mitachto, Umitstane in Shaloyis Kalkalayayim, Vavi Doime La Oihel La Acher Shenimtach. After this is spread out, so it is similar to an oil. He's making an oil. This is an oil without mechitzes. Why is this awesome? Al Koponim, this is an oil without mechitzes, and this is Potter Avolosa. So now he's telling us over Baraisa that there's a good Bekisna Mutalinatoisa Bishabbos. This is a Baraisa. So what is this Baraisa different than the Baraisa that Rabbi spoke about, which is Potter Avolosa? Zot Rashi, good bekisna, good biritzu oisov. The good has its ritzuas. Umunach al mokain kavua shaloi. So it would seem that may erev Shabbos, it is already lying al mokain kavua shaloi. And it has ritzuas. Mutal in a taisa b'Shabbos. She allowed to go, it seems it's lying on al mokain kavua, where it's going to be spread out, is mutal in atoisa b'Shabbos. V'ho, the amoron la'el, potar avolosa. Hi, before we learned it's potter avolosa, heicha deleihavi misuke bekisne. Now, kisne means ritzuis. So there it's not misukin bekisne. So then one is not permitted to spread it out. So that what Rashi said on Omed Aleph, Rashi explained, v'yeshloi shansin, upi v'rochov miyoid v'yeshloi shansin. So it seems Rashi is telling us it has shansin, but this that is also is speaking about lochaira that it wasn't misukin with these ritzuas. They spread out with shansin, but mistameh, they attach the shansin in Shabbos. That's how it would seem. That's how Rashi differentiates between the good that is potter avoloso and the good that is mutter. So this was a barais. So memeila, we have here two tenoim. It's munach al mokim kabua. That means it's lying there already to be spread out. It has ritzuis. So memeila taltilativu says he allowed to go and spread it out. Now Rav came and said a shtiktoyah. So Rav said, Lo Yishonu, when is it permissible to be spread out? Beis b'nei Adam. If two people are spreading it out. Zot Rashi, what is the mile of two people? Lo Yimtach le Shapir. When two people spread it out, it does not stretch out well. It sags. So then it is permissible. But if one person is spreading it out, mimtach lai shapir, so then it is spread out very well. Shemayischay al yetsed zu v'kayishcheibo, v'chazor mayischay al zu v'kayishcheibo. If he's doing the whole thing himself, so it spreads out. Kach pirshu rabbeisai, v'chein matzasi b'tshuvas agoinim, v'eini yedei amal. Rashi says, so it would seem from the Chochmas Manoach that he understood Pshat and Rashi. Rashi doesn't know why is there more Mesiche by two people, by one person than by two people. That Rashi didn't understand. That's how the Chochmas Manoach understood Rashi. So the Chochmas Manoach says, Yire Perushoi, the Beis Ein Darkon Lahakpid Lemoischoi Mikol Tzad. By two people, they don't stretch it out, mikol tzad, kiven sheyecholim shneim lechais zebitzadzeh, vizebitzad shekenegdeh, they could hold it without stretching it out. So memeil, then they don't stretch it, avol echot sheyecholim stoyech bebeis stodim kachas, he can't hold both ends at a time, al kochach yiksha betchile kol gvulei tzad echot, so first he has to tie up one side completely, v'akach yimtach betzad eshein, yivazon nimtach b'yoysa. Bekitzel, the Chochmas Manoach says, in practically, by two people when they spread it out, it is not stretched out as much as when it is stretched out by one. Now, so this was one of the mili malyas in the Rav. So Rav said, a knach in the Baraisa. That's what the Baraisa said. That with Ritzuis. And it's kavua bim koimeid is mutter. That is only if there's no mesiche. If there's Mesiche, then it is also. Now, what is this Isser of Mesiche? Let us try to understand a little bit what the Isser of Mesiche is. So the Piskei Harit says Mesiche is Osar als Uvde Dechol. The Meiri says, Kol Shehu Roi LeMesiche Einoi Oihel Ela BeMesiche. It seems that the shame oil becomes al yedei mesiche. So in Mele, it would seem as follows. It would seem that by Beis B'nei Adam, it is also a mesiche, but loy mimtach lei shapir. It is not the perfect mesiche that should be. The mesiche that would fall into the iser of asiyas oil by two people for some reason, the Chochmas Manoach says, or a different reason, by two people is not stretched out completely, so memele, so therefore there's no iser oil. The mesiche gives it the toyeres oil, Shabbat. Hashem came by one person, it is masuach. By one person it is Masuach. So then it is also. So that what we learn Taisis Hagud is Potter Avoloso. So Lochaire, this good has to be speaking about Babadoim Lo Oyo La Acha Shenimtach. Here, Reisachnit, could be this is also speaking about two people, but since it's Mesukin Hastis, since it is not Mesukin, but Ritzu is, so it could be, even though it's not Masuach, it is also Wasa. It's Masuach a little bit. So a Mesiche b'miktas, and it is not Mesukin b'Ritzu is, that is Wasa. Here, it's Mesukin b'Ritzu is, Munach amokim kavua, and it's a Mesiche b'miktas, this is Muta. This is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva asks Akashe that Naniach, that Mesiche is, makes it like an oil. That's what we mentioned before from the Meiri. Kol shiroil Mesiche ein oil ela be Mesiche. Frektach the Ritva, but it seems before this it was also spread out. So Memelo, why isn't this Mesiche considered like a Isofa and Oyel Aroi? So why shouldn't this be Mutter? So the Meiri says, you have to know Klol, the Seer of Good, Afilu hu al mokim kviyusoi, einei mishamish ala maise eitz ba'alme ba'hamtoche ike. That means that before this Mesiche, whatever it had accomplished till now, it wasn't accomplishing anything of it. So Memele, it's not pshat that there was a miktsas oil and you're being moisif on the oil. Pshat is before it was unusable bechlal. So the hamtoche, the mesiche, this is what makes it for an oil. That's so the longest of Rashi is that by two, loy mimtach loy shaper, and by one, it's mimtach loy shaper. There are two more mahalchim how to learn pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva brings from the Ramban and the Ra'ah a very interesting mahalach. By two, it is shnayim she'osu. What is the mile of shnayim she'osu? He says, if shnayim she'osu by malach ediraisa becomes a darabonon. So shnayim she'osu by an oyel aroi becomes muta legamri. And Mu'uyim Dikalomdis, it's very interesting to know, this is Negeya L'chayre, I don't know if it's a special din in Oyel Aroi, or if this is a din in all the Rabbanans. But this is a Kar Nirchov, if this is a din in all the Rabbanans, it's Meredik, that you have a Shaila to do a Darabonon, so Vishnaim Sha'osu, and a Darabonon, it will be Muta. Maybe it's a special din in Oyel Aroi. I don't know. The Rashba says that it's another lomdus. The Rashba says that when one person is doing it, so then it is nire derech binyin. The ba'oda mechot have kiasiyas oil shekoysher v'koysher. That means he's attaching it to each chelik. He's attaching it to a yoseid till he completes the whole union of the good. K'derech binyin sheboyne ma'at ma'at. I base b'nei Adam einay derech binyan la'soysay kula bebasachas. That's how the Chazanish learns pshat in the maila of two over one. Now what happened? Omar Abaye v'kilo afilu b'yud b'nei Adam osa v'yevshed le'mimtecha pulte. Now kila is a softer material. So afilu, even though when there's a lot of people, l'chayre, you could pick it up with bas achas without stretching it. It seems by, when you're picking the whole thing up, you don't have to stretch it so much. But since this is a softer material, afilu b'yudnei ozdom, osa yefsha d'loy mimtache pulte, is also a mesiche, and this is osa. The Ritve, L'chayr, we have to understand according to the Ra'os Pshat, so why isn't there Heta of Shnaim Sha'osu over here? So from the Ritve it would seem that each one is Meiseyach Hashtikol. There's a Chelik that each one does himself. It's a large, the skill is like a large Sadin. So each one is Meiseach HaChelik himself, so it doesn't fall into the heter of Shnaim Sha'osa. That was one of the Mili Mal Yisei. Idach Mahi, what was the second one? The Sanya also, Rav said, Ashtik Teira Ana Bereise. Kire Shenishmita Achas Meyalchei Seho. The Bereise says, Yeva Kire, and one of the feet of this Kire slipped out. Now, the Kire has 4 feet. So now it's left over with 3. Mutter Litautala. So one is permitted to be metautal this Kire. It's not mukze. Still usable. So in Mele, it's not mukze. It's a klisha malach de lesa, it's a hufel, it's a mekaimai. So in Mele, it is mutter. That's if 1 foot slipped out. Shtayim. What happens if 2 feet slipped out? And it's also. So the Ohr says now by shtayim, I will not lose shtayim, but will be teiras kli, shein yechayla lamed b'shtayim. So Tamazet loses the teiras keli. Rav Omar afilu chad nami osel, that's our girse, gzeire shemo yitoka. Maybe he might stick in, back the foot, he might put it back in, and memele, and he'll be over the iser binyan. Let us see Rashi, and then we'll come back to the Gemara. Idach the Shabbos mahi miyal chayseh pitputim shelo ke'en raglai shemo yitoka kshemechabel lo haregel yitke'en abachayzik. When he'll stick in the foot, he might stick it in tightly. Ahavi boine avotani kame. The Tanakama was not chayish, but if it has 3 feet already, so why should we be afraid? Even if he'll stick in the 4th foot, he'll tighten it. No, we're not afraid of that. Rabbi Rav says we are afraid that he might go shemo yitoka. He might stick it in tightly. Now, this, what is Rav telling us? Rav is telling us a moir dikazach. He's telling us as follows. You have a kire that one of the four feet slipped out. So memele, if you'll be done this kire the way it is, still stands on 3 feet. So memele, it's a kli shemalachter leisa, lutzeirich mekoyme should be mutter. That would be the normal procedure to be misnaig with this kire. Rav said, also letaltalo, you're not allowed to be metaltal the kire. Why? Zeira shema yitoka. So Rav said like this, Chazal were afraid of goran under azach. That means that it's wobbly, so this guy might want to stick in the 4th foot, and by sticking in the 4th foot, he might stick it in tightly and be over by him. So in order to prevent this situation, so he said, the kire is mukze. The kira is mukze. Now we made the kira mukze. The minute we made the kira is mukze, the kira is mukze, the regular is mukze. So now we ensured that you won't stick it in. It's mukze. Mukze, you can't be metalto. So they made it mukze in order to prevent a kilko. Now, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And there's a meira de kediyik. Kira shenishmeto achas miyachesel. That it slipped out. So Kolzman had slipped out. There's a possibility that he might stick it back in. What if it'll be kira shenish bero achas miyachesel? Then it's not mukze. Because there's nothing but to worry about. Or if it got lost, so it's also no shayla. So memela, then it's not mukze. Eisis the Chazal made a mukze to prevent, they made this mukze to prevent that he shouldn't come to an Issa binyan. I saw a moiridike halacha which is very negay alamaise. The halacha is brought down in the name of the sefer is Shalma Yehuda, the sefer on Hilchis Mukze. And he brings down as follows, which is a very shrichtike zach. A person has a pair of glasses, and he has one of the handles of the glasses falls off, and he has in front of him, he has the glasses, the frame, the lenses, with one handle, and then there's another handle that fell off, and there's the screw there in front of him, and all this is in front of him. So this is akire shenishpeta achas meragleo. That means this is very tempting. He can go and take back the screw, he can take the handle, stick it in, screw it in, and bind. He's over this a bainet. So memele, in order to prevent this, so everything is mukta. This, the glasses are mukta, the handle is mukta, and the screw is mukta. Baruch Hashem, what if he lost the screw? So then, Baruch Hashem, so then we don't have a problem. We don't have a problem. So bring some Rabbi Eliashiv, even though he can still stick in the handle and stick a toothpick maybe to hold to support the handle, he says that is only a binyan de rabbono. He doesn't have such a screw in his house. He has to go to the optician to get such a screw. So if he'll stick in a small wire or dust, this is an issa de rabbono. Chazal only asel. They only made it mukze. They only made it mukze they only made it mukze if there's a chash that there might come about an issa deraisa. And he has the same halacha also if a lens falls out and putting it back will be a deraisa or a derabonon. It matters if the lens was loose to begin with, a type. The shreklecha halacha, which is leider very shchiach. The lens falls out in the middle of no place and everything becomes mukze all of a sudden. But al kaponim, this is geboit from the mili ma'oyese that Rav said. That they made it mukze gzeira shemo yitoka. These are the two dvorim ma'al yisid that Rav said. We don't have a musig of what's called the shnei mili ma'al yisid gzeira shemo yitoka. He used to always say over these two things episodes are in Chazal knew how to be machshev divrei teire. So ma'amela, this is shnei mili ma'al yisid. Torah. So these were the two things Rav said in Hilchei Shabbos. Then Rav said, "Psamili mal yisalagabi Torah." The Omar Rav, "Asida Torah shetishtakech miYisrael, shenema vehifla Hashem es makayscha, that the makays will be mufladik. Haflozu eini yedeya mal. What pshat the makays will be mufladik?" And it says further in the pasuk, Rashi says, "Sefer Dikra ba'avda chochmas chachamov." So we see the hafla is that shikras ha'toyra. Hafla azu toyra. So that is v'hifla shemes makayischa. How to say pshat? That's what is pshat v'hifla Hashem es makayscha, that the makis will be mufladik, they'll be muvdol. There won't be such types of makis. So Nachman, if Yosef brings from someone, the pshat is as follows. All the other makis that it says in the Teichichim are makis which can occur to anyone, to any ume. In every makkah, they're dagis, a little more, a little less. But it's the same sug of a makkah. It's not a muvdildike makkah. Someone is poor, someone is very poor. So it's a makkah of anias, but it's not a mufladike makkah. He's poorer, he's hungrier. This is speaking about vehivlas Hashem as makkah ischa. This is a makkah that is muvdil. No one could have this makkah. There's no poronius that has any similarity to this makkah. And that is shikras ha-toyre. Because shikras ha-toyre, that is negay in the nefesh of Klal Yisrael, and to shikras ha-toyre, so the whole nefesh of Klal Yisrael. The other makkahs are only chetzainiistike makkahs. This is already a makkah pnimi, shikras ha-toyre. Others want to say, pshat, v'hifla Hashem es makayscha, that zu shikras ha-toyre, so others want to say pshat in this gemara, with the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, Misha Raya Shi Yisurin Olav Yafashvish B'maisa. Pishpesh V'loi Motze Yitla B'bitul Teira. So the Mefoshim ask, it is very difficult, what is Piat Pishpesh V'loi Motze Yitla B'bitul Teira? Memela, if there was Bitul Teira, so it's Motze, what's Pishpesh V'loi Motze Yitla B'bitul Teira? So there's a Bekanta Pshat, a Pshat is as follows. What's a Pishpesh V'loi Motze? He's thinking all the things he did. He can't find one of Eirei did. That's impossible. Yitla bebitul teirem. Mistami never learns. He doesn't know all the wrong things he did. So Ramela pishpesh v'loy motza yitla bebitul teirem. Ve'hivlas Hashem as makoyscha. The makis will be mufla the klal yisov etach nishvisu. For what kumtins the makis? So Ramela, that comes about to shikras ha-teire. If they would know teire, they would know already the reason for the makis. Ve'hivlas Hashem as makoyscha. That comes about to Shikras HaToyer. Tano Rabbono. This was the third member of Rav. Chenichnesu Rabbiseinu Lekerem V'yavne. Amru Asido Toyre Shetishtakech Me'Yisroel. Asido Toyre Shetishtakech Me'Yisroel. Shenemar Hine Yomim Boim Yom Hashem Elokim V'shlachti Rov Boretz. Loi Rov Lalechem. There will be a hunger and a thirst to hear the Dvar Hashem. They won't find it. Now what is this Dvar Hashem? Lishmoya Dvar Hashem, Layimtsu Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem is one of three things. Dvar Hashem zu aloche. Dvar Hashem ze haketz. Dvar Hashem zu nevue. We'll see Rashi and Tosfos explain how do we see that Dvar Hashem is aloche, zu haketz, zu nevue. The Maral says, before we see Rashi and Tosfos pshat, the Maral says pshat, the Dvar Hashem is teire neviim in ksubim. That is the Dvar Hashem. So he says, in Torah, there's Halacha. In Nevi'im, there's Nebu'ah. And in Ksuvim is the Kates. The Gemara says in Megillah, they wanted to write the Targum on Daniel, and they didn't let, because Daniel stayed on the Kates. The Kates is Meyuchad L'Ksuvim. So Memeila, Evloyim Tzu Dvar Hashem. We won't know Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Zot Rashi, Yomai Yishoyte Tu Levakesh Es Dvar Hashem. Yishaitetu. That means they'll go from place to place. Amru asida isha shetita kikar shel trume v'tachzer bebotei knesiyes or bebotei medroshes. That means yishaitetu. That she'll go to shul, she'll go to botei medroshes, more than one place. Trying to find out leida im tmeya hi v'im teire hi v'im meivin im teire hi v'im tmeya. She's going to ask her Shaila, and no one is going to know. Frag the Gemara, behed yiksivbe, im teire mit mei, behed yiksivbe, vikol ha'oichel asher yeyochel. So it seems, Rashi says, v'teire shebeksav arei ksuva munachas, yikru v'yiru, v'pashikredo. So the Gemara says, no, that shall know that it became tome. Eloleida im rishoynehi v'im shniyehi v'ein meid. She won't know if, or they won't know, he says, if this kika will see that a sheretz fell into a tano, there was a kika on the tano, she will not know if the kika is a rishin or a shayni. Frag the Gemara nami masnisini kedisna a sheretz shenimsa betano apashe besoiche shniyeh. Shatano Trile. So it seems from the Gemara that the Mishnayis they also knew. So Memele, so the Pasuk can't be speaking about such a matzav of Shikras HaTorah that they won't know enough in the Mishnah. It's enough in the Mishnah that it's a Shniyah. So the Gemara says no, the Shikra will be Mistavki Lohu. Ha da omale Rav Ade Barave le Rove. Rav Ade Barave asked Rove a shayla lechezye hai tanure keman de moli tume v'tehevi pas rishoin. Ravad de Barava had asked as follows, that the halacha is when a sheret falls into a tanur, a sheret is a avatume. The tanur becomes a rishin lotume. Now the halacha is that the pas in the tanur becomes a sheni lotume. Becomes a sheni lotume. What is the lomdus of the sheni? Pshat is that the tanur becomes a rishin as mekabel tume me'aviroi, and the oichel in the tanur is mekabel tume from the aver klicheres. It's mekabel tume me'aver klicheres. So since the klicheres is a rishin, so me'mele, so the oichel becomes a sheni. That is how the oichel becomes a sheni. So Rav Ada Bar Rava said that is true. If the oichel is mekabel tume from the tanur, so me'mele, so the oichel is a sheni. But let's picture when the sheretz falls in. So you have in the tanur a chevze of avatume. The whole tanur is full of avatume. So Memele, just like the sheretz makes the tanur arishin, even though it didn't touch the tanur. But since it's in the avir of the tanur, so it's command the malyetume, so the tanur is mekabel tume, even though it didn't touch the sheretz. So if there's a musik of command the malyetume, so that the oichel also touch, it's malyetume, you have an avatume, so Memele, the oichel should also become arishin. That was Rav Ade Bar Ave Shaila. Omalei lo yamrinen lechezi yehai tanuri command the molito. You don't say that it's command the molito. Where do we see this? The sanye, yochel yukola kelim mitamim ba'aver klicheres. I would think that a keli should be mekabel tume if it finds itself ba'aver klicheres. That's what I would think. Talmud loyma kol asher b'soicha yitma. What becomes tomei that finds itself in the klicheres? Mikol oichel asher yeyochel. Oichlin umashkin mitamin ba'ave klicheres. Ben keilim mitamin ba'ave klicheres. So memele, what do we see from this baraisa? We see from this baraisa that a keili that found itself in the tanur, b'shas when the sheretz fell in, will not be mekabel tume, because it says, kol asher b'soicha yitma, it's speaking about the sheretz fell into the tanur, kol asher b'soicha yitma, but it says, what will become tume? Mekol ha'oichel. That oichel namashkin ha'mekabel tume. But kelim are not mekabel tume. Now, if we will assume, command the mal yitume domi, that it's considered like the whole tanner is full of the tume sheretz, and this tume sheretz, just like it's touching the kli cheres meyaviroi, so it's also touching the keli migabom. So why can't a keli be mekabel tume from the sheretz? So you see that you don't say command the mal yitume. It is not molei tume sheretz. There's a sheretz dangling in the tanner, and there's no more tumah there, and the klicheres is mekabel tumah from the sheretz, and that's it. But there's no milui tumah in the tano. So therefore, a keli that finds itself in the tano will not be mekabel tumah. Only oichel and mashkin are mekabel tumah, and they are mekabel tumah from the tano, not from the sheretz. So bekitzer, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that aside teire shetishtakech mi Yisrael, that they will not know this shtik teure that Rav Ada Bar Rava and Rava were mefalpulin. Rav Ada Bar Rava and Rava were mefalpul. Do you say command the mal yitume and the oichlum will become a rishin, or don't you say command the mal yitume and the oichlum will become a shame? So they won't know this. So there's a shrekliche schwerigkeit in this Gemara. The Gemara says, let us just go back to the Gemara. That the Gemara says they won't know it's tamei. It's enough in the pasuk. Frank the Gemara, no, they won't know im rishoni im shnii. Ve'ein meiden. Frank the Gemara, anami masnisni. This is a mishnah. Kedisnan asheret shenimtza betana hapasha besoicha ishnii. The pasuk besoicha ishnii. The pasuk is a shnii. So if they know this Mishnah, the Mishnah says klal the pasas ashniyah. So what? They won't know the shtik Torah. They won't know the lomdis command, the mal yinishka. But the Mishnah they know. If the Mishnah they know, so they know klal it's ashniyah. And here it says they won't know if it's ashniyah or not. The Gemara is very difficult to understand. So Baruch Hashem, the Chodesh Aviv says pshat as follows, that they will know pshat in the Mishnah. Is pshat is the pas ashniyah even when the sheretz is in the tano? Or maybe pshat in the Mishnah is the pas is ashniyah when they took already out the sheretz. That means they took a sheretz shenimso betano. And so it was metan me the tano. Now they took out the sheretz. So now the pas fell in. So pas shebesoich ashniyah. Maybe that is pshat in the Mishnah, that the pas is mekabel tume from the tano after the sheretz was taken out. Or maybe no, the pas is, the sheretz is still in the tano, and the pas is also in the tano, and you don't say command the mal yitume. So this was the suffix, this is the shtakach teure mi Yisrael. Zogt Rashi. Bekerem al shem shal yoyishvim shureis kekerem. Zu aloche, kdersiv lahagid lochem es dvar Hashem. Dahainu Teire. Teire is Dvar Hashem. Zu nevue, kedersiv Dvar Hashem ashohoye alo isheye. Ze ha keitz, lo yodane mehecho. Rashi did not know how the keitz is merumis in Dvar Hashem. So Teise said Dvar Hashem ze ha keitz, kedersiv kabigol ashivim, lechlois Dvar Hashem ipir yirmi. So this is speaking about the keitz. Behed yiksiv, v'teire shebeksav ereksuv, amonachas, yikru v'yiru. Shatano trilo shanit mamina ave, kedersiv el toiche, uchoizer metama oichum shebeseiche minave. Kedu yisei command the molitum, kshnovel ha sheretz bavira. Tabuloi nigiye metama, we see the sheretz is metama the tano without touching the tano. Vehilkach, so it could be there's a svar to say, command the molitumahu. Vetehevi pas rishoin, Lois akadai tukum evi command the molitum, the sign yochi ekolakem to me mabe kli cheres. Shimo yukli acha besoichoim. So now Rashi says the shayla of the Baraisa, that a keli should be mekabel tume from a kli cheres, there were two tzdodim to the shayla. Tzad number one was, Shimo yukli acha besoichoi sheyitma mach mesheret sheba avir achitzoim. That it should be mekabel tume from the sheretz that is in the aver of the tano. Oi, there was another shaila. Or maybe a tano, a rishin l'tume, could be metame keli also. Oi, machma sheyitamenu aver kli achitzin shu tume. So when the barais declared the shaila that a keli in a tano that was mekabel tume from a sheretz, if the keli is mekabel tume, so there were two tzadim. Either that the sheretz should be metama the keli als command the molitume, or the tana should be metama the keli, and the keli will become a sheni. Tamad loy mekel asher b'seicha yitma, v'samach loy mekel loychel asher yeyoch, loychel in the mashkin asher b'seicha yitmei, v'loy keli. Shma mino tarti. So now we see two halachas. Chod ad loy merin in chazi command the molitume. You don't say command the molitume. The im kain, if you would say command the molitume, in klishetev hu apnimi, if the keli, which is inside the tanner, is a klishetev, not a klicheres, a klishetev, that means a keli sheesh leitara b'mikveh, shemetama migaboy, that is mekabotum a migaboy from the outside, yeitome. If it's command the molitum, so it touched the miliatum. Elo leim rinun chosi command the molitum. Voich le namashkin shebechitz enu de metame machmas hakeili. Ay, di oich le namashkin na mekabel tume, not from the sheretz, but from the keili. Shakeili rishin, vem shniim. Avol keilim loy doylein tume zubo ala machmas hakeili. Ashmina nai kroshen keili, sheni ova tume metame keili. So we see here a double chiddush. That not, you don't say command the mali tume that the sheretz is bekoyach the metame the keili, and the keili resurrection of the tume is not bekoyach to be metame a keili. These are the two chedushim that the Baraisa was megala. Rab Shimon ben Yochai Omer chas v'sholem shetishtakach teire miYisrael. No, there'll never be such a matzah. Shenema ki loisi shochach mi pizar. We have a haftoche loisi shochach mi pizar. Agavuche, the Mephoshim bring Kiloisi Shachach Mipizavoi is Oisi is Yechoi. That it's in the Schus of Rab Shimon that is Loisi Shachach Mipizavoi. Elo mani mekayim yishoytetu levakesh es dvar Hashem v'lo yimtzu. It seems v'lo yimtzu, sh'lo yimtzu haloche brura u'mishne brura b'mokim echot. The briros, the klokait, haloche brura, Rashi says, b'taymim sh'lo yehebo machloikes, the svaris will be unclear. Mishne brura means that the nusach, the girsa will be unclear. The mokim echod, the marsha says there won't be one place that it will be clear. That means there won't be such a thing. But al kaponim, abo shikras ha-teire, there won't be. There'll be a unclearness in Torah. Tanya Rabbi Yosi ben Elisha Omer. Im ro'isa der, if you see a doer that lider is suffering a lot of tzoros, so what is the cause of this? Say ubdoik b'dayne Yisrael. So you have to be bodik in the dayon. Shekol poronius shebo lo'olam lo'ibo ela b'shvil dayne Yisrael. The Polonius comes because of the Dayonim. Shenemar Shimon Ozois Roshe Beis Yaakov Ketzine Beis Yisrael Hamisa'avim Mishpot. They're Misa'iv Mishpot. Mishpot is Mesu'ev by them. Ve'eis Kol HaYishore. Everything that is grod, that is straight, Ye'akeshu. They'll make krum. There's nothing straight, there's nothing grod. Yakeshu. Boine Tzion Bedomim. They build in Tzion Bedomim. We'll see that that's Shoichad Birishalayim Ba'avlo. Rosheho Bishoichad Yishpoitu. The Roshim Mishpit Bishoichad. Vechoyaneho Bimechir Yoiru. Unevieho Bikesef Yixaymo. That each one says a day, the Shaiftim, the Moirei Heiroas, and the Neviim, each one is influenced by Shoichat, Mechir, and Kesef. Al Hashem Yisha Einu. And they rely on the Rabbi Nishloil. So that's what the Novi says. So the Gemara says, Rishoim Hein, El Shetolu, Bitchoinam, Bemisha Omar, Vahoya Ho'ilam. There's a Meirdike Marsha. How does this come in the middle of the Avlis, what they did? They said they did Gevaldik Avlis. So the Marsha says that Be'emison, those who are Ma'akim Mishpat, so the whole Kiyum Ha'olam is the Olam is Oymed on Mishpat. If there's no mishpat, some emele, the only should be kiloi. Shadin hu ki yumoi shaloilom. Some emele, by being maharis the din, so this should bring about kiloi in oilom. We're going to have soon that there's going to be three poronias. Tzin besodat ichorish, vishlaim iim tiye, varabayis lebom ishoa. It's poronias, but it's not this complete destruction. So the Gemara wants to explain why isn't there complete destruction? If the Yisoid, the Kiyum Ha'olam is through Mishpat, and they're Ma'akim B'Mishpat. So it says, Lefi Shebotchei V'Misha Omar V'Hoya Ha'olam. So Pshat is just like the Rabbi Nishuam created the world Ba'amire, is Yekaimoi Gamkein. Gamim onu ma'avsin ha'mishpat. That means the betochin that the Rebbein Shalom created the world, so it's like it's a new bria. That means even though mitzideinu we're maharis the world, but al kuponim the betochin shebaitul mamisha omar v'hoy olam, that betochin is sufficient to that there shouldn't be kiloyin olam. That's how the Marsha says pshat. The Zamayra de Kegoin in explains this Agmar in Yume, Rishoymen al Shatolu Bitchoinam, Emisha Oma Vahoya Ha'ilam. The Goin explains that the Gemara says there's a difference between the Bayis Rishin and the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Rishin Nizgalo Avoinam Nizgalo Kitzam. By the Bayis Rishin was the Nizgalo Avoinam. So Melo Nizgalo Kitzam. So the Ketz was Shivim Shana, the Nugalas Bavel was Shivim Shana. The Bayis Sheni, Loin is Galo Avoinam, is Loin is Galo Kitzam. So the Goin, the Maral say, Amir de Kepshat in the Gemara. They say that the Bayis Rishin, Nisgalo Avoinam. The Ovein, they were Sheklecha Averis, they were Averis, they were Iva Avedizore, Gili Aroyis, Shvichas Domim. They were Chomadik Averis. But the Aveira was only begolui. That means the Aveira was only superficial. It did not penetrate in the pnimius of Klal Yisrael. That means there was a meiradike girui hayetzer. So memele, so in such a matzav, zem duchgefallen. But in emune, and in bitochen, they were still strong. Nam duchgefallen. Rishoyim heim al shetolu b'tchaynim yisham avoy oylam. That means in inyoni emunim b'tochin, they were strong. No, they were avayis rishoyim, and that came about through the giri hayetzer. So since the ovein was only superficial, nizgalu avoinam and nizgalu kitza. So the golus was also only a superficial golus. The bayis sheni hayoyiskim b'toyre b'mitzvus vayisina schinam b'neim. Now what is Pshat Sinas Chinam B'neim? Sinas Chinam already, that touched already the Yisoidis of Emun and Bitoch. What's that Sinas Chinam? Why do I hate Yenna? Because Yenna did this to me. So Yenna Shaina Balabo. So that means it's light holo bitchoinam in the Rabbi Nishlam. If there be Ma'amina, we say there's no Yenna. Else is the Rabbi Nishlam. So Memele, so there's Lainis Galo Avoinam. That means the oven was not superficial. The oven became more Pnimius dik. So Mamela they light these were Rishoim Shatalubitrainam. These were Rishoim Shalaitalubitrainam. That means it was missing already the Yisaidis of Amuna and Bitachin. The Goin says that the Pasik is that the Bayis Rishin is Daimet to Tumas Nide and the Bayis Sheini is Daimet to Tumas Meis. The bias, the tumas need is a tumah mibachutz. It's tams of mibachutz. So that's tumas of bishuleho. So memel that was a tumah mibachutz. The bias sheini is daimet a tumas meis. That the whole chiyus, the nafshiyus of Klal Yisrael, became nifsak because they became shvach in the nyoni and the mun and bitochen. Zogt Rashi. No, the Gemara further. V'hoi, l'fichach meidi HaKadosh Baruch Aleim gimel poronius kineged gimel aveire shebiyodam. Shenema alachem beglalchem tziyein sodatei chorish b'Yerushalayim iyim tiyem galim, that means piles of stones v'harabayis l'bom ishyar stumps of forests. That means there'll be a chuban in tziyein Yerushalayim and harabayis. The Maral says pshat that these three mekaymes are going on Harabayis is going on Harabayis. That was the Mokim HaMishpat where the Lishkas Agozis was. That's the Einish of the Rasher B'Sheichat Yishpoitu. B'Choyaneo B'Mechir Yoiru, that is going on Teire. The Mokim HaTeire is in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And the Nevi'im, the Sheirish of the Nevi'im came from the Hechel and the Menorah. So Memela, these three Mekoymes, Tziyan, Yerushalayim, and Harabayis is going on the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Hechel and Harabayis. He says there was a Kilkul in these three Mekoymes, so the Peronius will occur in these three Mekoymes. Gimel Peronius, Uktrashi, Sodet, Hechorish, Iyintiyah, Lebomis Yoah. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Ve'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinase Al Yisrael Ad Sheyichlu Shoyftem Ve'shoytem Roim Yisrael. Shenemar Vashiva Yodi Olayich Ve'etzreif Kaboyer Sigoyich Vosira Kol Bedilayich Vashiva Shoyftayich Kevarishoyna Ve'etzayich Kevatchila. Omar Ule Ein Yerushalayim Nivde Elo Bitzdokim שנאמר ציין במשפטי פודה ושווהו בצדוקה. דזקה שאין ירושלים נבדה אלו בצדוקה, he brings ציין במשפטי פודה ושווהו בצדוקה. He starts off with משפט. So how does this go with צדוקה? So the חידש עובב says, אמר די כפשט, he says that one should not think that the Gula Aside will be Berachman. We won't be deserving for it. So that's why we don't say Boinei, the Girsas HaGoyin, but the Mechaba doesn't say it. We don't say Boinei Berachma of Yerushalayim. The Rama says we say it, because it's a Pasuk Berachma. The Mechaba says, in the Siddur HaGoz, Boinei Yerushalayim Omein. That is the Nusach. Because Yerushalayim will not be built with Rachman. Tzim B'mishpat Tipode. Klal Yisrael has to be deserving. And how will they be zeiche b'shaveh b'tzdoke? That's a Yishlam nifte elo b'tzdoke. And Naftali Silberberg told me over from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, he said, Tzien b'mishpat tipode is gematria Talmud Yerushalmi, b'shaveh b'tzdoke is Talmud Bavli. That's Mestamad Gemara in Baba Basra, Gam ki yisnu begoyim ato akapzeim. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, and the schus of Mishnah is, the schus of Gemara, that will bring about the Geula. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Piyayetzayich kevatchila vacharkach, yikori loch ir hatzedek lishreis bo shchine. In the Kasha of Mishpat, I once thought that there's two types of Noisnei Tzedokah. Zamir Dikevod from the Medrash Shmuel. It says in Ovis, Gezel Matnas Aniyim. And it says the Peronius that come, so this comes because Gezel Matnas Aniyim. So yes, Zamir Dikekashe. What's that Gezel? It's a Matone can be Gezel. It's either Gezel or it's a Matone. Gezel matnas aniyim. It's a very stiridik eloshin. So the Medrash Shmuel says as follows. Really, it's gezel. That means that this chelik is like the Al Shech HaKodesh says, es ha'oni imach. When a person has a surplus of panose, it's not pshat, not they made a mistake, es ha'oni imach. They gave you the chelik ha'oni. That is pshat. Not pshat is Baruch Hashem, things are going good. It's Oni Imach, but they're giving you the koyach, you could be the gizbo to give to the Oni. So, but if you don't give to the Oni, you're a gazlan. So be'etzim it's a din gezel. No, the person doesn't realize it, so the Rabbi Shalom rechens like, if he does give, it's like he gave a matone. If he doesn't give, he's nenesh al gezel. And if he does give, it's kilu, he's giving a matone. But al kaponim, the tzedoke is only the tzedakah which will bring about the gula is if it is a b'china of mishpat. If Klal Yisrael will understand that the mishpat, the money has to be given. It's an inyan of gezel. That tzedakah, that is a b'china of mishpat, that will bring about Ka'ulas Yerushalayim.